Here's Hugh Yeager, who's from the Thames Valley branch of Rail Future. Hello, Hugh.
Good afternoon, David.
That question I just asked, can level crossings ever be 100% safe?
Nothing that involves a road and vehicles moving along a road can ever be 100% safe. But probably level crossings are one of the safest places on Britain's road networks. In the last year, I think it was 2013, there were 1,680 people killed on Britain's roads, and only 5 of those were vehicle users on a level crossing. So in proportion, level crossings are already relatively well managed, relatively safe, and the number of fatalities is A, small, and B, falling. It's certainly halved in the last 20 years.
But MPs are calling, as I just said, for there to be zero tolerance. No level crossing fatalities by 2020. Is that achievable?
Probably not, because the majority of level crossings are not on public roads. There's only about 1,500 of them. The majority of level crossings are on footpaths, bridleways, private farm tracks, and so on. And there's at least 5,000 of them. And the majority of fatalities on level crossings are pedestrians, walkers, ramblers, whatever, crossing an unguarded little crossing somewhere on a footpath.
I'm also thinking of these half barriers, which I don't understand at all, and that I mentioned the pensioner that died at the half barrier in Yarnton, terrible tragedy.
They're not popular.
No. More could be done, couldn't they?
Yeah. Crossings. They can be converted to full barrier crossings. It costs more, but it can be done. Or in some cases, they can be converted into a bridge down in West Berkshire. The Ufton Nervet level crossing is scheduled probably to be turned into a bridge. That was where there was a terrible crash with a high-speed train about 9 years ago, and a smaller crash with a chap on a motor scooter about 2 years ago. It is probably easier to reduce casualties on crossings on public roads than it is to reduce casualties on little footpaths.
All right, Hugh, thank you very much. We'll leave it there for now. Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you.
It's Hugh Yeager from Thames Valley's Rail Future.